The fourth.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a segment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
How much trouble is Texas in?
I think we're in a lot of trouble, Brian. Unfortunately, we're seeing a pretty steep acceleration in the number of cases here in Houston and in several other metropolitan areas, Austin, Dallas, for instance. And the rise is not a gradual rise. It's not a linear rise. It's following what we call an exponential curve, which is it's going flat and then it's accelerating almost vertically. And that's really worrisome. And what's more, it's not just the number of cases. It's also the fact that we're seeing a big surge now on the hospitals of our Texas Medical Center. You've been to Houston. You know that massive Texas Medical Center, 60 mm-hmm. institutions and 100,000 employees. The hospitals are now filling up with their beds, and we're starting to see a surge on our ICU beds as well. And our CEO of Texas Children's Hospital, Mark Wallace, mm-hmm. took the very courageous step of opening up Texas Children's to bring in adult patients. So we're in for a very serious time, and I don't see what slows this down. We really haven't done anything mm-hmm. at a macroscopic public health level other than now we're going to have more mandates for masks. I don't see how that really slows this down in a substantive way. So I think we're going to have no choice but to implement more aggressive measures, and pretty soon, I'm afraid.
Oh, my God. So Texas, California, and, of course, Florida, all seeing exponential increases in everything, the positivity rate. I mean, we're over 20%. New York, just for, you know, craps and giggles, is down to 1% positivity, okay? And we are at 20%. Some places are at 26%, meaning when you test people, 26% of the time, you find that they do have COVID. You find that they are infected. The numbers are spiking. They're going through the ceiling. The match is lit because we left a pack of matches with a toddler president who keeps denying reality because, you know, he worked in reality TV, and so this produced reality is the reality he thinks is real, and it's fake. It's fake. I know this because my kid is a reality TV show producer. It's fake. All right, and so just today, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, said, well, maybe we should pause our reopening. Maybe you should shut it down. You know, you got two choices here. You either pause the reopening or you pause the virus spread. And they don't seem to be very interested in various places like Florida and Texas in pausing the spread of the virus. So that leaves us with pausing the reopening. You know, they do have a third option, and that's to deny that all of this is happening, which is the Trump method. It is the way Trump deals with reality, is to deny that reality is real. So today he's in Wisconsin. He's going to be taping this afternoon a town hall with conservative media reality TV star Sean Hannity. And honestly, the only thing that they could think of to do to keep him from doing this was to mandate that people who attend wear masks. That's it. That's all that Wisconsin could think of to do. So you will be mandated to wear a mask if you are attending. And you'll excuse me if I'm mispronouncing this. I don't know what this, I've never been to Finca Thierry Marionette Marine in Wisconsin. Now, I want to show you something that the Washington Post did. This is an amazing report, okay? You know, we all know, because we read newspapers or we watch broadcast news, right, that the situation we find ourselves in is a double dose of virus, right? We have the virus of racism that we are desperate to cure, or at least mitigate. And we have the virus of COVID that is killing people, okay? The other virus kills people too, but only the black people, right? So we have these two viral situations. And obviously, if you watch conservative media or listen to conservative talk radio, you know, we were discussing yesterday the real psycho stuff like Alex Jones, right? And some of the crazy ladies in Florida that listen to Rush Limbaugh. And obviously the faux news network, the Fox News Network, which is a vowel movement away from what it does to the news. It's not real. It's completely fake. It's phonied up to make Trump reelectable, or to make him look acceptable, or to make him look, you know, human. And he's not. He's an empty shell of orange flesh, who is a reality TV star, nothing more, nothing less, and he's the president of the United States right now. So finally, they did a drill down on how conservative media dis and misinformation is intensifying the severity of these multiple pandemics. Now, of course, they only looked at the one. They looked at the coronavirus. And it's just shocking.
I can't tell you how many different people sent me your videos.
The two owners of a chain of urgent care clinics started offering COVID-19 testing at their facilities in early April, saying they conducted over 5,000 tests by the end of the month. Their road to the spotlight starts April 22nd, when they called a press conference to share a wide array of conclusions, including a false claim that the flu has a similar death rate compared to coronavirus.
It's similar to the flu. If you study the numbers in 2017 and 2018, we had 50 to 60 million with the flu, and we had a similar death rate. We always have between 37 and 60,000 deaths in the United States every single year. No pandemic talk, no shelter in place, no shutting down of businesses, no sending doctors home.
They also claim that isolation weakens the body's immune system and puts patients more at risk. In fact, infectious disease experts say that continuing social distancing is imperative to slowing down the spread of the virus.
So quarantining and social distancing is worse for us, you're saying?
It decreases your immune system. You can't build an immune system by, if someone has a reduced immune system, you hide them away because they can't build an immune system. If you have a normal functioning immune system, you need interaction.
You think people are worrying too much?
Of course they are, but that's from media telling them to.
Erickson and Masihi's comments were instantly debunked and condemned by scores in the medical community. Their video prompted a rare joint statement from the American College of Emergency Physicians and the American Academy of Emergency Medicine, calling their claims reckless and untested musings. California public health officials also urged residents to continue staying at home.
We want to reiterate, now is the time to remain very vigilant and stay at home and practice social distancing.
Still, early coverage of the pair caught the eye of many on social media, including Tesla's Elon Musk, who tweeted a link to their YouTube video to his over 33 million followers. The link, posted by Bakersfield TV affiliate ABC 23, garnered over 5 million views before ultimately being taken down by YouTube for violating its community guidelines.
Unbelievable. You can't even air this swill on YouTube without violating their community guidelines that have to do with disinformation, misinformation, factless information, right? I mean, it is just unbelievable. So here we are because of, number one, lack of leadership. A president who denied and delayed and continues to deny and delay a response. Slowing down the testing? Yes, check. He is. He's closing down multiple FEMA HHS testing sites, 7 of them in Texas, where coronavirus is on a vertical spike to the moon. 3 studies have focused on conservative media's role in fostering not only disinformation, but confusion and making people believe that the coronavirus isn't serious, that it's a conspiracy theory. And that's what you saw rear its ridiculous little head yesterday at the Palm Beach County Council meeting, where lunatics showed up.